Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ sanghaṃ namassāmi. So I just thought I'd like to give an example of how the practice of mindfulness of the body can affect the mind. So one retreat time, winter time, and I was practicing this and beginning of a retreat quite diligently, just being aware of my posture and sitting, standing, walking, lying down. Sitting meditation, being aware of the posture, walking aware of the posture, it's like a sense of conscious control over the body, just doing this, nothing special, just a nice feeling, feeling quite composed, bring a lot of composure to the mind, to be aware of the body like this. A little Tai Chi as well, it's kind of slow, peaceful, very controlled, refined movement. So quite a peaceful space, but then the snow came and it can get quite difficult. Quite a lot of unpleasant feeling in the body, cold, a log burning stove which took a bit of getting going. So it was quite a struggle to keep warm. You know, to go out in the cold to cut the wood, all this kind of thing. So a matter of maintaining mindfulness in the face of this kind of unpleasant feelings and feeling the mind is quite steady, steadied by this kind of awareness of the body. One day I was sitting looking out of the window in snow, and the snow had been lying for a little while by now, and there was a deer walking through the snow. It was a very tough time for the deer because there's not a lot to eat, so there's a thick covering of snow, and this deer was looking a bit desperate. I think the deer were coming towards the monastery looking for some scraps of food, and the deer was struggling, walking through quite deep snow, and without thinking anything, just looking on at this deer in this difficult situation. Then I had this huge surge of compassion arising from nowhere, which is actually a very beautiful feeling. There was no suffering in that feeling. There was just a feeling of warmth and love for this deer, sympathy, but there was no suffering to that, just love. So it's a nice example of how this practice can affect one. So I wasn't looking for that, I wasn't trying to get that. Just a natural result, natural fruit of this practice. The practice is in itself a quite pleasant centering thing to be doing. Just posture and movement, refined posture and movement, nothing more than that. And yet somehow I become more aware of the fact that I had a body. There was this kind of empathy that happened. Much more powerful than usual, and of a different order, no thought involved, very spontaneous and natural. So it was a very beautiful moment, and I think I'll always remember it. So when we embark on a practice like this, then we don't know quite what we're letting ourselves in for, where it's going. They have something that's so innocent, and it's such an innocent practice, simple practice, and it seemed to have nothing to it, actually bear a very beautiful fruit, emotional, in our emotional world. So I offer this for your reflection.